We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. I am Adam Zadroik, joined with Luis Pacheco. We're talking Wednesday's six-game Champions League slate at DraftKings. Before we get there, I have a special note for everyone who is listening. Are you looking for NFTs that are both fun and of actual utility? Try So Rare, the largest NFT-based fantasy game. You can collect, trade, and compete with officially licensed digital cards of soccer players from over 180 clubs on So Rare. That's SORARE.com. Luis, congratulations. Atletico made it out of the group stages. They beat Porto 3-1. How did your Atletico stack do? You said you lost, so did you at least, you know, make a respectable showing?
It was good. The thing is, like, you know, Suarez had 0 points.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, that probably did you in right there. Forgot about he had to leave with the injury early. That's right.
Carrasco got a red card. So I had De Paul and I had Griezmann, but it wasn't enough. I put my goalkeeper was the PSV goalkeeper, so he didn't have a good show either. So overall, you know, hey, I think was ahead on the six matches for like 20 minutes and we passed. So, hey, thanks to Liverpool, man. I mean, I'm glad.
Yeah. Yeah. We said it yesterday. It was like, just because, you know, Liverpool aren't, I mean, I guess they still played Salah and Mane, but just because, you know, they're not playing all their number one guys, that they're just going to lay down and accept a loss here, and they end up winning. But
it's amazing. The different level the EPL has compared to the other leagues now. Yeah. I mean, they're maybe PSG is those guys who start playing more, you know, I guess playing better. I mean, but it's just amazing. Like, seriously, any EPL team is seriously much, much better than anyone else. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Wednesday, it seems like there's something to play for in every match, I believe, because Group F and Group G are extremely tight. I guess the one team that doesn't have anything to play for, Bayern Munich, they're already first, but they're playing against Barcelona, who probably won a point from that match because Benfica are home against Dynamo Kiev. But everything has, you know, something unlike today. I don't know. There just wasn't as much to play for today. I guess in reality, it didn't really matter just because, you know, the big favorites, they won. They scored 4 or 5 goals, and I guess that's what happens. The big favorites, they win big, and you just got to pick the right team.
Yeah, Sporting came with an alternative team, and Beşiktaş just, you know, they don't have enough, I guess. I was surprised how well Dortmund did and play all the players, considering that they just play Bayern, but, you know, I guess that makes sense. And does Manchester United need a point, right? Like, I think they do.
Yeah, they have 10 points. Villarreal have 7. So technically, like, Manchester United could lose and Villarreal could win.
Direct.
And then Manchester United would finish second, possibly. But that's still, that's still an extreme case. Like,
I think Villarreal, Manchester United, they are, but Manchester United won the direct, right? I think. I'm not sure anymore. I mean, now there's no, it used to be direct and away goals, but that's, I know away goals is no longer, you know, allowed. So
I do know Manchester United, actually, Manchester United beat Real both games, actually. So
they should be. And Barca, that's the reason, like, why Benfica winning is goes through, because if if Barcelona doesn't win, because if they tie, Benfica has the direct.
Right.
I think. Yeah, I don't know anymore. I mean, I just Benfica has, with a win, is almost in. Dynamo Kiev has nothing to play for. They have to travel to Portugal. So Benfica, reasonably priced, you will see a lot of stats with them. A little bit scary because they're not a big fantasy scoring team. They don't need much. If you get the goal that they need early on, they might just, you know, pass the ball around. So you know, that's one thing. Bayern's not playing for anything, but they still play Lewandowski and Müller. So Bayern's still like a machine, and I don't know, like, if you believe in narrative, which, you know, sometimes I do. It's like they are kind of mad that Messi won the Ballon d'Or and now Lewandowski. So, you know, they might want to put another 7 goals on Barcelona. I don't know.
Well, the other thing with that is Sebastian Haller. I think he now has 10 Champions League goals and Lewandowski has 9. So you got to think that Lewandowski, you know, he wants at least one more goal going into knockout rounds here.
That's true too. So, yeah, and then the other matches, I feel that, you know, Atalanta, Villarreal, Atalanta needs to attack. They need to win. But, you know, the prices are not as good as Benfica, so it's just hard going there. It feels hard going anywhere but Benfica or Manchester United, in my case. Sevilla a little bit favored against Salzburg, but that's away from home. And there's not much fantasy points there. Sevilla is complicated to see who's going to score. Same with Wolfsburg and Lille. So I feel the options are kind of limited. Like, you, a lot of Benfica guys, the Manchester United, you know, the three-headed dragon of Ronaldo, Bruno, and Telles. I'm trying to find some. So I feel like ownership is going to be concentrated in those two teams, like Benfica, Manchester United, and you're going to have some leverage elsewhere. So we'll see what happens. There's not much value, though. I was looking up there. I don't see many players under 4,000 that are worth playing. So it's going to be...
Yeah, a bit different from just today's slate. I mean, I guess we got all those guys from Sporting Lisbon just because, you know, they're putting in a ton of backups in this game. I grabbed Nuno Santos. I think he had a goal in 15 or so. He was like 3,000. Like, those guys were just sitting around here. But just because there's not going to be a ton of backups playing in these matchups, it's just going to be a different slate overall just because of less rotation for these teams, because the majority of them have something to play for.
Yeah, that's correct. So, yeah, so I think, you know, I was looking if Manchester United has anything to play. I mean, Ronaldo maybe wants some goals, but I'm not sure if they're going to start. I mean, I want to start Ronaldo. I mean, why? But maybe they do.
Ragnick actually said today, so like Dean Henderson starting, Van de Beek's going to start, Matic is going to start. I think he mentioned those three guys, but he didn't say anything else. So, like, we could see, I don't know, like a Jesse Lingard in, but he just didn't mention, you know, his entire starting 11. He mentioned some guys, maybe the goalkeeper and a couple of defensive midfielders. So he's at least thinking rotation. We're just not sure how many players he's going to rotate.
I mean, if we see Juan Mata in there, you know, that's a heavy I think he has played a minute this season. I haven't seen it in the field. So,
Juan Mata, 4,600. He's 500 more than Van de Beek here. I don't know about that.
He's not cheap. So, Yeah, I didn't see many cheap guys even on the, oh, let's just play the B teams or things like that. So, you know, like, so it's just a matter of like, you want to, the forwards is, you want to play Lewandowski or Ronaldo? It's up to you. As you mentioned, maybe Lewandowski wants the goal. He never sits. Barcelona needs the win, so I won't go there. So I feel that, you know, he's going to be lower on the usual. I feel it's hard not to play the Benfica guys. Like Jarnchuk, probably the cheapest guy on the forwards that are playable. And same with Darwin and Rafa. I mean, I don't know who is going to play Benfica, but that's the expected 11, right? Jarnchuk up front with Darwin Nunez and Rafa on the wings, right? Kind of like the, I don't know, camp midfielder like in the 5-3-2 they play, 3-2-1, whatever.
Yeah, just for the just previous matchups here. So that Benfica, they are the biggest favorite on this slate, and they have the same, pretty much the same implied goal total as Manchester United and Bayern Munich. But that previous matchup finished scoreless. Yeah. You know, if you take into account previous matchups here, the Wolfsburg Lille one that was also scoreless. The interesting one, so Atalanta and Villarreal. I think, you know, that first matchup was 2-2, but I think just because of both of these teams, well, I guess technically Villarreal, you know, they could be playing for a draw, but like if Atalanta score first, like, you know, there could be, there's a chance that that match is a little more back and forth than what we actually think, although it does have the second highest total here for overall total behind the Bayern Munich match. So,
I'm with you. I think Atalanta, no matter what, they're going to score. That's their team. Right. The problem you have is that, you know, you got to pay $10,000 for Zapata.
You're basically going to pick the Atalanta guys over the Bayern Munich and Manchester United guys. That's the problem.
That is the problem I have with Atalanta. I mean, I like them. I wish you were a different price. But I don't know if you have the odds there, but probably Jarnchuk is as high as Zapata and it's almost 4,000 less, maybe more.
Yeah, they're about the same. Yeah, you got Lewandowski, Ronaldo up there. And then Jarnchuk, Darwin Nunez, Zapata, even Bruno Fernandes is up there. But
Yeah, you see Zapata, you know, let's say, you know, Bruno and Ronaldo and Bayern Munich is a different animal, right? But Atalanta against Villarreal compared to Benfica, you know, they're kind of similar. But, you know, the difference is Zapata is 10,500 and Jarnchuk is 5,900. So, you know, that's a big difference for guys than just score goals. I mean, you don't like Bruno have peripherals and, you know, Ronaldo just shoots for fun. But, you know, like, it's hard with the prices that Benfica have not to go with those guys. So
looking at those odds, do you think like Jarnchuk at 5,900, like he's going to be popular in cash games just because, you know, he's the third best odds on the slate to score and he's so cheap and you can just put him with one of the more expensive guys?
I think so. I mean, I will feel that. For cash, I mean, maybe for cash, you want some more peripherals with Rafa and Darwin Nunez give you. But, you know, I mean, I see no problem playing Jarnchuk, especially at that price. Like, it's just hard to find. You have a guy that have, like, even odds to score for 6,000. I mean, it's just almost like value, right? So,
yeah, I mean, if you're just comparing him to, you know, all the players around him, like you got Burak Yilmaz for Lille. I mean, he's away to Wolfsburg. I mean, a lot of these other things depend on who starts, like Paco Alcázar for Villarreal, Munir El Adadi for Sevilla is down there. I mean, it's just guys that don't have as good of goal scoring odds and don't even have floors. So there's not really. Yeah,
it's hard not to play those guys in cash or GPP, and I mean, unless you want to go Ronaldo and Lewandowski up front and then, you know, find some value of midfielder. It's just it's a matter of how much Benfica are you willing to put in your lineup, because as you mentioned, they was scoreless the match in the away. Not the same situation that, like, Soviet teams or ex-Soviet teams don't travel well to Western Europe in general. And especially a team that had nothing to play for. So I don't even know what kind of lineup Kiev is going to bring tomorrow. But if you see a lot of, you know, random guys or guys that haven't played much, I mean, it's just hard not to play Benfica knowing that they are in with a win. So
yeah, the dumb thing I think with these, this pricing here is even the young boys forward
are expensive.
Yeah, like 5,200 for a Sibachu, nicknamed PFOC. I believe he's the American. Like, he has a couple goals. He scored in the first match, but like, he's 5,200. Like, you'd think he'd be in the 4K range just to, you know, make sense to actually put him in your lineup. Like, it just didn't really make sense even.
Like, Sancho is 8,000, Dembele 8,000, Ocampos 8,000. So it's just hard when the biggest favorite is late is the cheapest forward. So, you know, as I say, you know, obviously it's hard to, I mean, you're gonna get leverage of Lewandowski and Ronaldo, but those guys make your lineup pretty enticing, right? So
yeah, so
especially, I mean, because yeah, I don't see much value. I mean, honest to you, it's like a midfield. I mean, unless I circle Fred as a value play just because he's good, but Fred is what, like 4,000. So I don't see anything else down there. So that's where I'm going down. So
I guess he may not even start, because, like I said, Matic, it depends kind of where Donny van de Beek actually plays, because he's played on the wing before, but he could be, you know, a defensive midfielder, and that would push Fred out of the lineup. So,
yeah. So if you play Ronaldo, Lewandowski, then you have 22,000, 25,000 there of forward. I mean, just going to be hard. I mean, midfielder seems tough. But then, you know, you might want to play the defenders, right? Like, the Benfica defenders will be good. Then you have Telles, and you have, I mean, if you want any value, probably you're going to have to use one of the Lille fullbacks. They're still 4,000. So it's hard to not play the Benfica guys just because they're cheap. So,
yeah. So at forward, would you consider just, like, would you go with Lewandowski and Ronaldo, or even just do two different teams? Or would you consider, like, today, like, we had the stack with Dortmund and stack with Ajax, like, would you do Lewandowski and Müller, or Lewandowski, Coman, you know, whoever starts on the wing there with him, and then Ronaldo, Rashford, Ronaldo, I guess Bruno also. Would you take that stacking route and forward, or would you consider, you know, mixing the teams up there?
I mean, if for cash, is hard not to play the two Benfica guys at forward, even, you know, get, you know, just pass on Lewandowski. I can see playing out one of Ronaldo or Lewandowski. I mean, I know it's Bayern Munich, but they don't have nothing to play. Barcelona needs to win. So that's, I mean, not that it's an excuse, because Bayern Munich doesn't care about your feelings, but it's a matter of, it is what it is. So it's a matter of, like, well, you know, I mean, at least Ronaldo has a supposedly easier matchup. Young boys cannot reach anything. Maybe they can reach Atalanta if they lose, but that's, you know, not easy to do. And, you know, Bayern Munich, Manchester United is a team that doesn't concede many goals. So I don't know. I feel that, I mean, if Ronaldo's been playing everything, so he's going to play more than 60 minutes, I just feel it's risky. Everything is risky, right? But I'd rather, you know, rather play the Benfica guys and, you know, just play either the two wingers or Jarinchuk and Rafa or something like that. You know, hope Darwin, for the best.
Yeah.
The best is striving for cash, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just that How much do we put into that first matchup between Dynamo? I don't know. It just kind of scares me a little bit that it was scoreless. But, I mean, like you said, it is, you know, it is a Dynamo. They're traveling to Portugal, so it is going to be not really the same. So, yeah, Benfica, they took three corners in that first match. They had 12 shots, 16 crosses. So it's not like they had great numbers, but maybe we shouldn't put too much into that.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, I'm with you. I mean, Benfica hasn't been a productive fantasy team, but they need the win, and you know, somebody have to score a goal. I mean, hopefully you get the peripherals you need. I mean, it's tough because you know, Benfica have to play against Bayern Munich twice, and Barcelona, their teams are you know, keep the fantasy scoring down. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kiev will be a different animal. So, you know, I mean, obviously, we've been in this situation. So Juventus play Ferencváros, or, you know, whoever plays, Real Madrid plays the Cherif-Tiraspol, but there was a lot of points there. So, I don't know. I feel that with those salaries and considering, like, the different prices of the players on the slate, I mean, it's just hard not to play the Benfica forwards.
So if you play the Benfica forwards, get into midfield here, would you spend up on Bruno at 10.2 or Malinovsky at 9.5?
I think Malinovsky is better than Bruno. I like Bruno better. I hope he doesn't start. If Van de Beek gonna start, I feel Bruno Fernandes shouldn't start. But I'm not Ragnit, so, I mean, maybe Ragnit is the guy that I'm going to resurrect Van de Beek. I just don't see it. Like, they play very similar positions. And so, but anyhow, if they both play, again, we're talking about, like, does Bruno goes 90? Or whereas Malinovsky, that Atalanta needs to win, and, you know, he's not as secure to go 90, but, you know, it's a guy that is going to have to deliver. Atalanta needs a victory. Mm-hmm. So they score good fantasy points. So I think Malinovsky, especially for the price, will be a good player to have. Obviously, the other spot, I mean, I know this is boring, but, you know, a midfielder is not much to think about. I mean, you had João Mário, which is a little bit pricey, but he has set pieces. So you had João Mário.
Yeah, I looked at four. I mean, 4,900, like, it's, like, given the matchup, it's not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, it's not a bad. So you have one spot for him, and then you have, you know, I like Malinovsky or Bruno for sure, the expensive guys. Let me see.
I guess, what about, like, expensive. If you didn't want to spend up on one of those higher guys there, what about Parejo at 6,900. It seems kind of high, but, like, Villarreal, they got a push, and it's not like Atalanta are that good defensively. So, like, I think the numbers will be there.
Yeah, I think so too. No, I think Parejo at that price is fair. I, the way I'm thinking about doing my lineup, I hope not to get in trouble on this, is that, you know, I want to put Telles, Grimaldo, and probably the other wing back of Benfica, which I think is going to be Gilberto or Diogo Gonçalves, one or the other, in the three spots in defense. I'm going to put two Benfica forwards, João Mário, and the other guy is going to be some dude that is going to help, you know, it's going to the best that money can afford. So, you know.
Yeah, just looking at Parejo here, like, I don't know if he's that much worse than those more expensive guys. Just, I mean, he's not a GPP play because he doesn't really have a ton of upside. But if you're just looking at, so Villarreal's last two matches in league play was against Sevilla and Barcelona. He hit a floor of 10 points in each of those. And, you know, now Atalanta, he's almost guaranteed to go 90. So, like, if you don't want to spend the 10,000, the 9,500 on those other guys, like, Parejo seems like a pretty good option for cash games.
Yeah, agree. No, I totally agree. I think those are good. Let's see if Benfica play any of the different guys, Everton, Pizzi, any of those guys. I don't think they're going to happen. I think the lineup you have in there in Roto-Wire is going to be the lineup. But So yeah, I mean, everything else, like, I mean, there are like, you can think about Rakitic, but it's expensive to risk it on him. Sevilla needs to win, but it's still 6,000 for Rakitic, right? 6,300 or something like that.
Yeah, he hasn't gone a full 90 in like his last four starts. So he's gone a full 90 once this season. So that's another thing to look at.
Yeah, there's not much good after that. You know, it depends of, you know, if Bayern Munich is going to not play Bruno, maybe someone else that you can use a midfielder. Everybody else seems a little like, you know, it's Papu Gomez on 5,000. But we always hesitant to play Sevilla these days. Just you don't know how many minutes you get. You don't know who is going to produce. I just, you know, can't risk it. I mean, I feel that to pay 5,000 for one of those guys, rather, you know, maybe even play, I don't know, like Weigl or Fred. I like Fred if he starts because he's been great for Manchester United, but he's not going to start. So maybe go Van de Beek, something like that. I would understand that if you can get like a three good defenders. So,
yeah, I mean, something with that, with Van de Beek, like I wouldn't start him as a, I mean, I guess he's 4,100, so maybe I'd consider starting him as a defensive midfielder. But like if he's a winger, he'll be looked at a little bit more.
Yeah.
Just because like you're getting a Manchester United favored winger at 4,100, he'll probably be pretty popular if that's the case.
Yeah. If you are into revenge games, you believe that Matt Roca is going to take step pieces? Well, 3,100 ex Espanol. He will definitely love to stick it to the
Is he taking set pieces?
I mean, it was Mueller last match, but I haven't seen Matt Roca playing in a long time. So
yeah, he certainly play.
I mean, it was Mueller, you know, like we didn't talk about Mueller. That's one guy that you can put in there.
I mean, I like how you have the Mark Roca revenge match just because he played for Espanyol, who are a rival to Barcelona. Yeah, it's like another level of revenge, I think.
Yeah, but Mark Roca is that either he mostly goes negative, but hey.
Yeah, he took, I'm looking at his numbers here. He took, he was starting, his last two seasons at Espanyol, he started 70 matches, but he only took 21 corners. So I wouldn't bank on those set pieces there.
I seen him taking some with Bayern Munich. I mean, he doesn't play much to do the.
If you want the two set pieces, go Mark Roca for the extra level revenge factor as well.
That's right. If you hate Barcelona and if you're allergic to money, probably too. I don't know. It feels like I might rather play one of, I mean, I, this is so boring, guys. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say that again. I would probably play the tier four where the midfielder eligible on the midfielder spot for Benfica. So rather than play any of those guys. But I like Parejo. I've seen Parejo, Bruno, or Malinowski are great plays. If you had the salary, which you probably could. I think Malinowski.
Anyone else in the sub 4,000 range stand out here? Like you got some Dynamo guys, but I don't know how much you want to put into Dynamo here. I don't know, like Saganov and Saigonkov or whatever you want to call them. But there's a few of those guys down here to pay now.
Yeah. I mean, is Gavi, which is play more of a winger, you know, if you really.
He might not even start. He just, he had a concussion. It's surprising that he's actually available, but okay.
You know, soccer.
Yeah,
okay. I guess. They don't care. It's amazing how little respect soccer gives to concussion, which is sad. But yeah,
if it was a different matchup, I'd consider some of these little guys, just like Benjamin Andre, I don't know. It just depends who starts. At Kone's, he's probably going to start. He might start in a more forward role, depending on what the lineups look like. I mean, he scored at Sevilla last match, so he's 3,300. Like, it's reasonable to consider him. It's just like you'd be backing a Lille player in a game that might not have any goals at Wolfsburg. So,
yeah, I like Luke Bacchio if he starts. I think he's like 3.5. So, you know, one guy to put in, but it's, you know, I mean, if you end up at that range, that means you are gambling with big forwards, so which is fine, I guess. So yeah, and it's like a wasteland of players. So I mean, roll the dice and get lucky. If you get Nuno Santos today, and you know, score a goal. The other guy was awesome too, which is, I forgot his name, Barata or something like that. I forgot, but.
Oh yeah, for Sporting Lisbon, yeah, they had a. I mean, they lost 4-1, but they had some chances there.
Yeah, it was good. All right.
Yeah, so defender. That's enough of midfield.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I had nothing else to say in midfield. I like the defenders. They're decent, you know. I like the three highest ones.
Do you find yourself having enough money to pay up for one or two defenders here?
Yeah, I think so. Because I'm going.
You're going Benfica? Okay.
So I like definitely Telles. I guess he's going to start. Especially if Bruno might not, he might have monopoly at set pieces. So Telles is not a bad play. A little bit pricey, so might make me a little bit hesitant, but I definitely like Grimaldo and Agustinsson. If Agustinsson is going to start, I think Acuna is out.
Yep, he is.
Yeah, so those two are great. I like, you know, everything else. I mean, there is the Atalanta guy, Zappacosta is decent too. So maybe the strategy is getting away from Telles and play other guys and hoping that Telles doesn't kill you.
Telles, I guess, like you said, if Bruno doesn't start, that's another thing. But I guess you also have to consider Sancho, because Sancho's been taking set pieces too. Because it's not like Telles has been taking a ton of corners that, like, his floor is, you know, 10-plus points every match. Like, it's... He hasn't been like that good to be 6.7K, but then you throw in young boys. So, you know, there's always the possibility that his floor hits 15 points, but it just really hasn't shown up in recent matches. So I wouldn't say that's a guarantee there, especially when like he's 6,700 and you can get Grimaldo 5,800, Augustinsson 5,700. So,
yeah, you might be right. I think that's the play. Like, Faye Telles in and go with the other guys, so you have a little bit more money for a better midfielder, so, or a better forward. So I like that. I like I was thinking about playing Telles, Grimaldo, and Gilberto, but in this case, I can play Grimaldo, Agustinsson, and maybe Gilberto. Those are, I will feel good about it, and I will have some savings, like around 1,000 to use somewhere else. So that's not a bad play, I think. Don't mind. I don't think, I mean, I will pass Jordi Alba just because I like Zappacosta better. I think Zappacosta is a good matchup. So
yeah, I mean, you don't want a fullback at Bayern Munich either.
Yeah, you don't want those guys. I don't know who's going to play fullback at Bayern. I mean, I guess it's going to be Alphonso Davies and Pavard, but I am not sure.
Zappacosta had 12 floor points in the first game against Villarreal. 4 shots, 5 crosses. So it's possible.
It's a good play. I like Zappacosta too. A lot. Maele is not bad too either. Montiel is doing well too. So it just, I guess you can, I mean, it's just that range. I think the lowest you can go is Gilberto, which is 4.6, not that low.
I think Reinildo is fine. He's 4,100.
Oh, yeah, I like that. And Selig, those are not bad. You're right. I mean, always the little guys, you know.
Those guys are always in that same range, and it's almost like you're just always like, well, these guys, they're not going to have 20-point matches, but, you know, they could get 8, and, you know, I'd be fine with that.
I'm running high with 8 and using money picking the less worst goalkeeper in the slate, if I can. I probably picked the worst goalkeeper today again. So
I had the right goalkeeper in Porto, and then it was not, and ended up not being the right goalkeeper.
Yeah, Oblak was probably the best, I guess, today. I'm not sure.
No, he loved that late goal.
I forgot they're gonna pick him at the end, so it gotta be probably Dortmund guy, I guess.
Yeah. No, it was probably Courtois because Kobel didn't make any saves. I know I didn't actually see what Courtois' stat line is, or even whoever's goalkeeper for Shakhtar. They also won, or no, actually they let up a goal late too. So I guess it probably was Courtois.
Yeah, Tiraspol scores every match. It's you, man. That's amazing. And anyhow, but yeah, you're right. I forgot. So the little guy is probably the cheapest you can go, and then all the way to Teller. So it's that range. I think Araujo is a little bit hard to pay. I mean, to play against, you say, Barcelona against Bayern, and he might be even like the third center back. So, what do you have? Do you have Araujo there? Or do you have Serginho Des? I will gamble dollars against pennies. It's going to be Araujo, but
yeah. I mean, Des started over the weekend, so maybe. He's not going to go back to back, so
it could be. But I mean, Serginho Des, how much is he? Like around 4,000, I guess. I don't have any.
5,000.
Wow. Well, forget about it. So yeah, no. Yeah. Because Araujo is 3.7 because he usually center back.
I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, I guess unless you want to look at, I don't know, Dynamo Kiev or young boys, but like
Adam, you're the center back whisperer. Any of the Benfica guys gonna score this time?
I'm the center back whisperer. I've gotten that name touting some random goals here.
You got it right once, you're the whisperer, man.
let's go with Sven Botman for Lille. Is he projected to start? Yeah, he's projected to start 2,500. Seems like a given goal in the lowest scoring match. He's had a couple shots in previous starts. There we go.
Yeah, I like Bertongen or Otamendi if what you end up there, I don't know, because there's good defenders. But, you know, if for GPP, people are going to get crazy. It feels that, you know, if Porto can score, they start getting set pieces, stuff in the box, you know, maybe Otamendi is the right play to have. I mean, this is completely not financial advice. So just, you know.
I don't think we had a center back goal today. I didn't see anyone. Wait, did Tomori? Okay, I take that back.
Yeah, Tomori got one today.
I think he was the only one. Yeah, he got that off of a rebound. All right, so he had one center back goal, and there's going to be five Wednesday. So
I don't know. Probably Otamendi's pretty high on the scoring odds. It's just a money grabber for the gambling team, for the bookies.
I don't know. I mean, if Maguire starts 3,200, I feel like he's been like 4,000 on these Premier League slates, and now he's going against Young Boys. Like, if I get set pieces, like, you know, he's going to go in the box. So, I mean, if for some reason you want to play center back, Maguire he's there for the taking.
I like that. That's not a bad one. So in that case, you know, I feel that, you know, for cash, a lot of Benfica, wingbacks, Benfica, Sevilla, Teles. For GPP, I mean, play Ronaldo, Lewandowski, and, you know, figure out how could you get cheap midfielders and maybe one center back like, for example, Otamendi or Vertonghen, those guys are 3,000. I mean, they might not give you many points, but if they get a clean sheet and no yellow cards, which is a big if, you get a 3-4 point high with some upside. But, you know.
Yeah, I think GPP, just in general, like we saw today, like you just got to pick, you just got to get at least one team where you have, you know, a couple of their forwards who are going to get goals, because you know there's going to be one of these matches that has, or maybe multiple matches that has 3+ goals scored. And yeah, like if you have one of them, that maybe that's not going to be enough. Like people, like the winning lineup probably today had Malin and Marco Reus in there, and like those guys combined for 50 points. Unfortunately, yeah, like it didn't work with Ajax because I think I layered that early goal and then didn't do anything else. So RIP to my lineups. But, you know, that's pretty much how you win on these UCLA slates, especially just when, yeah, I mean, I guess, like, this could be a game. Like, we could see Bayern Munich, you know, winning 5-0, like Barcelona losing their cool. But you could say, okay, Xavi's in there. They're going to be, you know, they're going to play better, and they're going to allow fewer goals, but you never know. Like, you don't know what's going to happen. Sure, Chabi's there, but they could also get destroyed again. Like, it's not it's not out of question.
Barcelona is still a team with a lot of, you know, problems. So, not because Xavi just come in. So, I feel that, I mean, I'm with you. Like, it's a, can Lewandowski have a hat trick? For sure, but you have to pay for it, and you hope that you have the other pieces right as well. You know, today you could do either Dortmund or Ajax, because you know you can play cheap guys elsewhere. Like, you know, like the Sporting Lisbon guys were cheap, the Shakhtar Donetsk guys were cheap. So, but now I mean, we just go to midfielders. Nobody like playable under, you know, I will say under Renato or anything of those guys, which are 4,000, 4,500. And the defenders is just 4,000 is the minimum. So there's not many.
There's no like outside 3,000, 4,000 guys, basically.
Yeah, forward is actually the worst one, because the cheapest ones are the biggest favorites. So, I mean, I don't know how much is Adeyemi or the Salzburg guy. I didn't look at him, but you know, I'm sure they're not
7,800.
Not cheaper. I was just, I mean, I remember rolling and saying, "Well, how is this possible?" So, you know, just take the algorithm when it gives you, you know, when it gives you good prices, and you know, being Benfica against four matches against Barcelona and Bayern Munich, you know, I'm gonna go with them, and if it doesn't work out, well, you know, I mean, I just feel that the slate is going to be so concentrated, the ownership on those players we just talked about, that you're going to win it on the goalkeeper. So
yeah, for goalkeeper, you're on, it seems like you're on Benfica, and you may have enough money for Vlachodimos.
Yeah, so you do.
You think he's the way to go, though, just in general, compared to, I guess Dean Henderson, he's going to start, so he's 5,700. You get a $100 rebate there, but Neuer, 56, Musso, 55. It's you yeah, think Vlachodimos right there?
I like, you know, for safety, yeah, Vlachodimos definitely. I feel that Dean Henderson is fine, but if Manchester United is going to have the B team, Young Boys has been surprisingly a good attacking team. They score goals sometimes. So
yeah, I mean, they're winning. They were winning at some point, I think, in the first meeting against Manchester United. Then I believe they came back, if I remember that correctly. So
after 45 minutes or something like that, I remember. But and then Barcelona needs to win, so going with Neuer feels a little bit risky. Atalanta and Villarreal, I mean, I think Atalanta is going to score goals, but I also think they're going to concede. I like the other side. I like Rulli or Asenjo. I think it's going to be Rulli because he's going to see shots, and I think he's cheap. I'm not sure how cheap he is, but
4,000.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that bad, but someone I wouldn't mind the. I mean, if you don't have any money, I mean, the Kiev goalkeeper is going to see shots.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go to for Buschan. At 3,600, like we've been kind of saying, like, even though, you know, Benfica are your cash play, like, it's not a given that Benfica are going to go off and score four goals. Like, this, the first match between them was scoreless. So it's not guaranteed that Dynamo are going to allow multiple goals here. So that's, like, if you don't have any money, like, it makes sense just to go all the way down kind of thing.
Yeah, I think so too. And yeah, that's it. I mean, I won't.
All right, I mean, so.
That's it.
So who, just going head to head here, Lewandowski or Ronaldo, pick one.
Lewandowski.
All right, Lewandowski, Zapata.
Lewandowski, yeah.
Okay. Actually, we haven't even mentioned Depay here, and, you know, he's been the guy in recent slates. Is there any, I guess, it, just in terms of GPP, like, that's probably the move, just Depay 9,700? Like, how many people do you think are going to use Depay in GPPs just based off recent results in Champions League and just the matchup? You got to think he's going to be sub 10%, maybe even sub 5%. Like, he... I don't know. I wouldn't think he'd be very popular.
I don't know. I think that for GPP, I feel, and this is a feeling, you go with the other Manchester forwards. If Rashford or Greenwood starts, those are decent plays for GPPs. I think Ocampos or Rafa Mir are decent plays for GPP.
So you're not on this strategy of going against, like, Bayern Munich backups and hoping for Depay brace, that kind of thing?
I just don't know how much. I mean, just Depay seems scary. I mean, I'm not sure that Bayern is going to.
I mean, look at it. Bayern could start this young 19-year-old Nianzu at center back. They could start the Espanyol legend Mark Roca in central midfield. Like, it's not. Like, Goretzka's out of there. Like, this is a different lineup. So, I don't know. Like, I think there's a possibility that at least Barcelona gets something out of this match. So, I don't know. I'm kind of selling myself on it, but I'm not selling you on it. So, maybe it's a bad idea overall. But
I think Barcelona might pull it out, might qualify for doing so. They need to win. I wish he was a little bit cheaper, though. I mean, if he was 1,000, like in the 8,700, I would definitely gamble with that. But
hey, to win, you got to pay the big bucks. That's how it's done. You got to pay big.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know. I feel like, we'll see. I mean, it just feels that, oh, I can go here if I want to gamble for a goal. Or, I mean, is Barcelona going to dominate peripherals against Bayern? It's possible.
Mark Roca.
Yeah, there's Mark Roca there. There's Mark Roca conceding penalties, right? But let me see. How much was the pie against Bayern?
The first game? He was 9,900 in the first matchup.
How many points he got?
6.2.
Oh, you got it there. Yeah, so there you go.
I mean, very exciting.
I don't know. I feel that, hey, you know, maybe Greenwood doesn't play much anymore now that Sanchi's there. Give it a chance. You know, he's cheap enough. It's just hard. It's like it's hard when you're scrolling down and you see, well, I have to pay this amount of money for this guy and there's Yarenchuk at 5,900. So it's just it feels like, oh, I just tried to get cute here and hopefully worse. I mean I think that the leverage is to play Lewandowski and Ronaldo and figure out the other guys, because those two guys can have a hat trick. You know, those guys are competitors. They take right, everything. Right. They can give you 60 points, and then, you know, hopefully everything else works out for you. And whereas Benfica, maybe just one guy gets a goal, so you get a guy with 15 points and two guys with 8 points, so that's not going to pay the bill. So,
no, it is not. All right, I think that's all we got for Wednesday's six-game slate, unless, Luis, you have any other notes on Roca, any more revenge games we got to talk about or anything?
Any more revenge games? Let me think about it. There's no more, I mean, right? It's like a...
No, I don't think so.
Nothing else. It's just nothing else.
There's probably your kind of revenge game of former teams, rivalry, that kind of thing. That's someone probably has that somewhere in this slate, but we'll just call out Roca for, he'll be the one for this one. But
yeah, there's no more. I mean, there's just you know, I'll be all play for Napoli, but Napoli is not the rival of Atalanta. So
yeah. All right. If you have any questions for us, find us on Twitter. I am at RotoZadroig. Luis is at Pechego. You can also find us in the RotoWire Discord. You can go to that, rotowire.com/chat. And to be able to do that, you can get a free 10-day trial, rotowire.com/soccer trial. No credit card required. Thank you to So Rare for sponsoring all of these Champions League shows. That's it for group stages. Make sure to like, subscribe wherever you listen, review 5 stars, all of that. Luis, thank you for this run here of group stages. We started out with Andrew Laird. I called myself Andrew Laird in one of the early shows, and now Adam Zdroik's here leading the charge, but we'll be back, what is it, January, February for the next round, something like that. So Luis, thanks again, and we'll see you in a month or two then.
All right, man. Take it easy. Enjoy your winter.
I'll try.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.